Welcome to the Passive Aggressive Podcast. I'm comedian Mike Vecchione with comedian Ben Rosenfeld, and comedian Bobby Haha is not here today. He's noticeably absent.
He at least this time he texted us
well before
three hours in advance, which at least I'm not worried about him. He texted us something very general, but I think it means there's Asian boys.
It's his birthday, wasn't it?
I believe it's his birthday tomorrow.
Tomorrow, and we were going to celebrate it today. We were going to have a big Bobby Haha blowout, and he canceled. So, and my girl, the lovely Stephanie, made him a dessert, and this all last night made the dessert, and then just lectured me on taking it, getting it over here because I don't like to lug it over. Lecturing me on taking it over, and now this guy doesn't show
it's
up.
It's true. You just keep fighting the fact that we keep trying to turn you into our Mexican mule. Where you just move
way
things
to
along.
Start the podcast with some racism. Good job.
That's not racism. That's alliteration.
It's alliteration.
There's mules in Mexico. You could be our Mexican mule. Not the people, the animals.
You're using your fancy Rutgers terminologies against us here.
Bobby said at 11:30, we tape this at 2:30, I will not be able to make it today. Something just came up.
Oh, that's good.
Probably a dick joke.
Hey, can you play the, could we play for the people that voice message that he sent?
Oh, the voice message he sent?
He went out of his way yesterday to send us a voice message, and this is the voice message that he sent using his new technology.
Ben and Mike are both full of shit.
That's really special. I'm glad the technology is being used the right way.
I don't even know how to send an audio message.
Neither do I. You don't know how to send an audio message? Neither do I.
I can figure it out, but.
Ben and Mike are full of shit. And then a cancellation today. So, Bobby is the wild card in this podcast.
He is par for the course today.
We're pretty stable guys, you know what I mean? We hunker down. And Bobby is he's a maverick. He's out there just living his life.
We never have an unexcused absence. When one of us isn't here, everyone knows in advance.
If he makes it, he makes it. If he doesn't, he doesn't. Let's jump into the weekend because we have a very special guest here. So it's not just Ben and myself.
We found a last-minute replacement because comedians all have day jobs.
But it was a find for us, so it's going to be – she's saving our podcast.
Yeah,
so
otherwise all our friends would have to listen to me and you get
just
philosophical.
Drone on about our methodic lives that we just keep living. It would put everybody to sleep. This would be a good podcast if it was just me and you to put people to sleep.
When it's just me and you, I think it's just like accountants discussing comedy. We're like the accountants of comedy.
Yeah, we really are. We're just very measured. And I'm actually trying to be more like you in that sense. Like measured and patient and just knocking down one small task at a time. Until we live in a mansion and we're drinking champagne and in hot tubs.
I'll let you borrow some of my scalpels.
Okay. Ben, your weekend. Let's go. Now, it was your girl's birthday on Friday. I hate to jump to that. But that seems to be the most important thing of your weekend.
You don't know. Maybe I did something more important Saturday.
I would be careful about talking about something more important than your girlfriend's birthday on Friday.
Her birthday was on Tuesday. We went out to a nice Indian restaurant. Super fancy.
Wow.
It was really nice. It was fun. Friday was her birthday party.
Can I chop it up? What kind of fancy? I don't have Bobby interrupting me now, so I have full carte blanche to ask you whatever. Was it fancy? Like, was there a bathroom attendant?
I didn't go to the bathroom, so I'm not sure about that.
No, because it was an Indian restaurant?
No, I just didn't need to go.
Because you don't want to get malaria from the... Okay, that's wrong.
I mean,
what I just said is wrong.
Dysentery.
I didn't go to the bathroom, but I assume that the hole in the floor that you poop in was made out of gold.
Wow. And this is a 4-star Indian restaurant.
Yeah, it was the highest Zagat rated Indian place in the city.
We don't want to offend our Indian listeners.
Zagat? Is that the offensive part?
No, that's the name of the guy who owns the restaurant. Okay, sorry. That was a good joke. Bobby would have stepped on it by now, so I get the opportunity to get a good joke off. Okay, Ben, was there a hot...
Bobby would have pointed out, you almost said a good jerk off, but go on.
And then he would have said, I know the best Indian restaurant, okay? And then he would have plugged it, and it would have been better than your Indian restaurant, and we all would have sat here quietly as he plugged it and then probably played something from his phone.
But instead he's plugging an Asian boy and not pure probably with us.
A young man, a young Asian
over
consensual
18, of course.
Man. Okay, so did they give you like a hot towel after?
They did. They gave you a hot towel at the start before we started. They gave you a hot towel at the end.
Wow.
they actually, when the entrees came out, two additional waiters came and scooped the food onto your plate. It was really wow. Fancy.
I wonder what the tip out policy is that place, you know what I mean? It's like the way you give the tip to the waiter, but then he has to tip like mm-hmm. the other two guys out, the food runner, he has to tip everybody out, so he's probably not making anything. I'm just thinking along those lines, but because I used to be a waiter, not at a fancy place, Ben, but
Rich Applebee's did you work at?
Wow, it's called an Olive Garden, you son of a bitch. Okay, so that was Friday night.
Tuesday night.
Oh, that was Tuesday night. All right.
Yeah, that was between last podcast and this podcast. I'm opening up to you, Mike, about more of my week. You don't want to hear about
it? I asked about your weekend. Will you just focus and answer the question? Don't give me more.
Friday night was her birthday party. Okay. There was a comedy show, then hanging out, and then we went to the Selk after with a bunch of people. It was a good time.
How was your, how drunk were you on a scale from 1 to 10?
Like a 3 or 4.
Hmm. Ah, just mildly drunk. How drunk was she?
3 or 4.
Oh, my God. But did you guys come back here and do hard drugs?
No, that was Tuesday night.
Tuesday night you did hard drugs? Ben is on hard drugs!
Marijuana lollipop? Is that's hard drugs.
That's pretty cool, man.
Straight edge.
That's awesome. His straight edge lifestyle. So you celebrated, and then Saturday morning you got right up and you did what, Ben?
What did I do Saturday? I don't remember.
Well, because of all the drugs on Friday night.
Yes, because of all the drugs.
Okay, and then Saturday night you worked?
Yeah, did a show. Went home early. It was raining. I only had one spot.
It was raining all weekend here in New York.
It was raining.
For those of you listening in the rest of the
country. I caught a ride to 59th Street, so I was like, fuck it, I'll just go home.
Okay.
And then I watched a little bit of football, and then I went back to do work at like midnight, because my girl was doing some work thing till like 2.
Sunday. Give me your Sunday, bro. Don't
Sunday,
sugarcoat it.
Did work on the computer.
Wow. Holy shit.
So bored, then went to a mic, then did a fun show. Got a drink with some comics between the mic and a show, and I did a fun show, Craig Fox's Room, on the 88th and 2nd.
Okay.
It's a bunch of, like, 21-year-old actress girls. I thought I was going to bomb because my material's edgy, but it went really well.
Good.
Except when I did my act outs. That didn't do as well because my acting chops are shit.
It's good, though. That's good that you were able to do act outs in front of me. You should have said right before you did your act outs, this is how it's done. to the accuracy. That would have been funny. Okay.
How was your weekend, Michael?
My weekend was, I'm not going to start it Tuesday because we only have limited time on this podcast.
We actually have as much time as we want.
Well, I'm not that into myself. I'm not a narcissist, so I'm going to start on Friday. Where normal people start.
You don't want to make it a college Thursday weekend start?
Friday I did spots in the city. My girl stayed in Jersey. So I did a bunch of spots. It was hard. Just running around in the rain was no fun. But I got home. I went to sleep. I woke up Saturday. My aunt is in town from Cleveland. She had parked in my neighborhood, Astoria, known for our parking, our alternative side parking.
And baklava.
In baklava? Is that what we were known for?
Yeah.
Well, I stick to the alternative side parking because I'm watching my diet and I'm on working my core. So, met with my aunt, and then she had to go to the financial district. So, I got her a car to the financial district. And then my girl came over, and I had a one-nighter upstate. And it was a good place. It was like a restaurant. And it had the, you know, when you hear that, it's like, oh, this is going to be a disaster. But it ended up being good, you know. I was worked with Gibran.
Oh, yeah.
And John Moses.
Okay, cool.
So, it was good guys to work with. Me and my girl had dinner, and then performed, and then came back. And then Sunday, she cooked all day. Went to the grocery store early.
Cooked for Bobby all day long.
She couldn't even show up. Cooked lasagna for me and my roommates, and then a dessert for Bobby. Yeah. That's how we do things.
She's Italian?
She's part Italian, but she's also, like, Belgian and French. And she's a mix of a bunch of different things. But she cooked all day and she nailed it. She's the biggest thing of a lasagna you've ever seen. So I overate, and then we watched football. And her team, the Raiders, actually beat
The Niners,
my
Soder's
team. And so I had to uncomfortably sit there and watch that with both of them.
It's like divorced parents fighting.
And it's something. It was really something. So, and then I went, and then you know how you, after you overeat, you just feel like garbage? Like, I just felt like you probably don't know, Ben, because you're so measured in everything you do. Your yoga mat, it's never rolled up. Every time I come over here, it's laid out. So
it's ready, bro. I'm always ready to stretch.
It's got weird stains on it.
I never noticed that.
You might as well introduce her. She was politely waiting for her intro, but she couldn't hold off any longer on the yoga mats table.
I think it's a great observation, and what a way to start.
She's a very good observational comic.
Let's welcome in Jessica Brodkin.
Brodkin. You had
me write
it down and everything, then you butchered it. You practiced it before we went on air.
And you didn't... You didn't spell it the way that it's... I know it's pretty...
Brodkin. I wrote it in my very careful block letter serial killer handwriting.
Well, I can't understand the rest of any of the topics.
My newspaper ransom Brodkin. Handwriting.
Jessica. Yes, that's the way... That's what I was going to say. You should have spelled it like Broad Street. Mm-hmm. Brodkin. Mm-hmm. And you've been on the AMC network.
Mm-hmm. I will be in the spring.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. And you play a mobster's wife.
I do. It's so fun. But yeah, I play a mobster's wife, Loretta Costello.
That's awesome. And for those of you who don't know, Frank Costello was a mobster in the '50s.
Have we mentioned him before? Because I know you're the International Encyclopedia of Mobsters.
No, I just know the history. Bobby lived the history, but I know something about it.
You're from New York, right?
No, I'm from Northeast Ohio.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's why you're normal.
And you just moved here.
I did. Well, I just moved from Northern Virginia, but I grew up in New York. But I haven't lived here in like 15 years.
What were you doing in Northern Virginia?
I was working for the federal government.
Get out of here.
And doing stand-up at night for a long time.
Now, let's start with the stand-up. What's the scene like in Northern Virginia?
It's mostly D.C. The scene is great. The mics have like 60 people at them.
Wow.
And it's every night of the week, and they're like a few shows a week, and they're a bunch of one-nighters that pay okay, and so that I could do long sets. So it's a really nice scene.
What was your motivation for moving here?
I want a few things. Comedy. I wanted to step up my game in terms of comedy. More acting work.
Right.
I do some in Virginia. I quit my job and I was doing a bunch of commercials and random acting gigs. And because they're so racist down there, I kept on getting cast as Latina and stuff.
Right.
And people harassing me. People harassing me, being like, "Are you Italian? What are you?" You know, all the time. So
she's a Russian Jew.
I'm a Russian Jew, but it doesn't matter.
So you're outnumbered today, bro.
I am outnumbered today.
No, but you know, Ben's really my only Russian Jew friend. I guess I don't really count Boris. I don't see him.
But at Ben's, I noticed I met you at Ben's birthday.
Yes. Yeah, that was
at Caroline's. You were performing at Caroline's.
I was hosting.
Ben was performing at Caroline's. Yeah. And I noticed that it was like Russian Jew night at Caroline's.
It was.
There was a lot of Russian Jews.
I know.
So you guys pretty much stick together.
I don't know if we do. Ben ropes us together.
Ben acts like he doesn't know. He's like, "What are you talking about?" He acts like he doesn't get it. Like
you were Caroline's a lot, though, don't you, or no?
Well, let's not lose focus. I just want to say that
I'm
was...
saying you don't need Ben's help.
No. I'm not saying it for that reason. I'm not saying it because I need spots. Right. I'm just saying it's pretty interesting that Ben books people of his own ethnicity, given the choice. He just doesn't seem that kind of guy, but he sticks to bloodlines.
I think it's a
follow-up to Chris Rock's Rolling Stone article?
I think it's a weird immigrant thing. When you're like,
but he didn't. But he wasn't bringing Indian immigrants. He eats at their restaurants, but he wouldn't bring Indian immigrants into it. He's bringing Russian Jewish immigrants, just like him.
I want you to defend Russian Indian. I don't need. I mean, I don't need to defend Ben. I'm not his Jew lawyer, right? So, but Ben can defend himself.
I'm sure that guy was probably on the show too.
It was a Russian Jew show.
It was a lot of Russian.
It was
five or seven.
A lot of Russian Jews on the show. A lot of Russian Jews in the crowd.
A lot of Jews on the show.
My family, I brought like, I don't know, 10 people or something. So you
a lot of Russian Jews.
Wow. I hope they bought Ben's book, which makes a great gift.
Does. Jessica actually showed it to her mom.
I tried to get my mom to
What's the name of the book, Ben?
Russian Optimism.
Russian Optimism. It's on sale now. Where's the best place to buy it?
RussianOptimism.com or Amazon or Barnes & Noble.
RussianOptimism.com is cheaper.
Well, get it. Get the book. I have a copy of it. My girl has a copy of it. It's unbelievable. It's really unbelievable. One thing I will say about Ben with his Russian Judaism, I don't know if that this plays a factor in it. You tell me.
When
he sets his mind to something, like a project or something, that's why I like working with him, because he sets tiny goals and then knocks them all down.
Ben has kind of like a serial killer mind in a way. I was scared of it when I first met him, but I learned to love it because he just has this kind of like cold, calculated, does whatever he puts his mind to, saying that a lot of creative people don't have that because we're too busy doubting ourselves and being down on ourselves.
But Ben doesn't do that.
But Ben doesn't do that because he's I think it's part of being like borderline autistic, right?
But the thing is, like, we went through this, what you're saying, like, we went through, and we were kind of joking about it, but we both went through breakups at the same time.
Yeah.
And I wasn't outwardly about it, but I took it, like, and I'm older, too, and I've been through it a number of times, yeah. So I took it very, like, emotionally. I took it very, very hard. And I'm checking in with Ben, because we're friends, and I'm checking in to see how he's handling it, just to take his temperature. And I'll tell you what, this guy knows how to handle those situations. He's like, I have a glass of wine, I'm sad for a night, I get up the next day, and I update all my profiles. He does it like, just like you said. Right. He's like very methodic about it. He's like, I allow myself to feel sad for a night. I get up the next day and I just retool.
It's amazing. It's amazing.
What else are you going to do?
Most comedians are really sensitive people.
Yeah.
We're so poignant sitting there.
We're like sensitive, observant people who get hurt easily, but also easily hurt other people. It's like a really interesting personality mix in terms of what most comedians are, and Ben doesn't fit the profile.
I fit it in some ways.
You do in sort of like, you're a little antisocial, a little like antisocial, social, a little bit against the man, you know? You're kind of a little bit of an anarchist in that way, you know? You're a typical comedian, but most comedians, when they get hurt, they get really hurt.
Right. I mean, I'm a guarded guy, you know? I think what's Ben's, I don't see Ben as guarded. He's not the same. Mm-hmm. He's able to isolate. I'm almost envious of it.
Yeah.
He's able to isolate it, compartmentalize it, feel it for a night, and then move on with his life.
What happens when you're like borderline sociopath? You like don't feel things that normal people feel.
I feel him.
He feels it for a night.
The range.
He feels it for a night, though.
No, still have thoughts, but then you just push them out. You just got to learn to push out thoughts.
Maybe he's a Zen master and not actually autistic. Maybe he's just like a reincarnated. Whatchamacallit, Dalai Lama, who's now living.
Is that what it is? Either he's the most enlightened or the least enlightened. There's nowhere in between for Ben.
Mm-mm.
But I'm glad you validated that because you guys have been friends for how many years?
5 years.
Five years.
And a half years.
Do you guys go to college together?
No, we met at the Pit of all places.
We met at Improv and Sketch College.
Yeah.
Okay, so walk me through it. You're born in New York.
I was born in New York.
Okay.
And I went to college in Boston. Yeah.
In Boston.
Yes.
And what was your major?
Political science.
Okay. Pretty snazzy. Pretty snazzy.
She finished MIT. I quit Caltech.
You went to MIT?
I did, yeah.
That's unbelievable.
It's crazy.
I count on Ben. First of all, you're Ben's guest, and Ben got you onto the show. Ben booked you.
He did,
and it figures that you're brilliant, that he booked a brilliant guest.
Did I finally top really Bobby? Sweet.
Well, Bobby.
Oh, I know Soda went to MIT.
No, Bobby brings a lot of a gay dancing boys in. I'm telling you, they sit in that red chair, and they're nice guys.
Right.
But I don't know if he doesn't allow them to speak. I don't know if there's a conversation that happens outside. Do they just
come in? You open your fucking mouth. That's the last time any of your holes will be open again.
Ben, back me up. Is that true?
But it brings sense like for Bobby, right?
They're very
Bobby
shy.
Bobby can't be in a relationship with another talker, right? What are they going to do? They're just going to yell at each other the whole time. Bobby needs a quiet person.
Bobby doesn't only need a pitcher physically. He needs a pitcher. He needs a catcher verbally.
Verbal
catcher.
So, right?
But it's just weird how birds of a feather. Like Ben is super intelligent. We look at Ben as the smartest guy. But he downplays himself. He's like, I'm the dumbest of the smartest. Is what he said to me on Friday.
Yeah.
I'm the dumbest of the smartest. But still to us, he's very smart. So then he brings you in, and he ups the level because you're
an nice
MIT graduate. You're an MIT graduate, and what was that? You're in political science?
Political science.
You have a master's?
Yeah, in applied economics.
Oh, my God. Wow. What are we doing wrong economically? I know this is off topic, but we just have to go. And you feel free to jump in, but what do you think the problem is with the country economically? Like, what's our problem? Not enough manufacturing? Or you have to break it down for us laymen.
Well, I mean, this is just my layman opinion. I think that the future for our economy is for people to be their own entrepreneurs and have their own boss and be their own bosses and create things that other people need. A lot of people will create things and launch companies on things that people don't really need and aren't really looking for. And so the future is looking at problems and saying what little problems do people have that if your friend spends $20 that they will go out and solve this problem for themselves. And then those are the things that I think people need to do.
But isn't there going to be an app for all that that you're talking about?
Right, and so it's got to invest in everything.
Certain things are apps. Certain things are content. A lot of people are sad or depressed or they just feel stuck. So a lot of people need people to help build them up in terms of using things like podcasts or whatever psychologically to move them forward.
Right,
you know,
right.
And then there are physical barriers or random things. Like, okay, so my sister just had a baby.
Okay,
they have these little straitjackets for babies. So instead of swaddling, they're little straitjackets, and so you don't have to swaddle them. But
what does swaddle mean for the people that have been trying to avoid children their whole life?
So swaddling means you just basically wrap a kid up like a burrito, so their arms and legs can't go anywhere, and so they'll sleep longer.
I like where that's going.
Right, and so the swaddle thing is like this little straitjacket. You don't need to wrap them up; you just zip it up, and the kids will. It's less constricting than a swaddle.
Okay.
But the kid will sleep even longer than in a swaddle. So that's like an example of something that costs $20 or $30, something that someone on Shark Tank launched in their basement. They spent $700 on a website and a bunch of material, and it blossomed into a million-dollar business.
That's awesome.
These straitjackets for babies.
But straitjackets for babies sounds... it sounds crazy.
It does, but it
But is that baby going to be able to fight off an attacker or something when it grows up, or is it going to be so used to just give up?
I think the studies haven't shown, but I think...
And that's another business, a study.
Another business
a straitjacket baby study.
That's... I had an idea. It's kind of past its thing now, but for little baby shirts that said "Free Sandusky."
I think you should sell them on your website.
I think it's a great idea. I don't know who would buy
them.
After your shows,
do you sell merch after your shows?
I sell the CD that
get Mike's
Ben,
CD.
Then
right. Real good CD.
Ben, you know, after we met at Caroline's. And I remember actually the first time I helped Ben edit your video, the one you did with Rachel Frenstein, which I loved.
She's in the creative contribution section.
Another Jewish.
Another Jewish.
I surround myself with you guys.
Right. Well,
you guys
we're
are the
just
best.
Helping you.
You guys are the best.
Right. That was
best and the brightest.
And we haven't even gotten into your accountant yet.
That's true.
So, and then I looked you up, and I saw that you were, like, so massively successful, and I didn't know Ben was friends with successful people.
Right.
It was just, like, that you have all these accolades and credits. And
by massively successful, do you mean a podcast in Ben's apartment on a Monday at 2 o'clock? Did you ever think it would be happening like this way?
I think that this is, like, a fun way for you to share your brilliance on a very
I just can't believe that you – what a great guest. I mean, this I love Bobby, but there's a silver lining to this. I mean,
someone's telling us compliments instead of insults.
Not even compliments or insults, but her background. I didn't realize your background. It's that. So I want to focus on that. That's the future. You believe that
entrepreneurs,
individual entrepreneurs.
I do. I believe that that's the future for all of us.
But
I think
the future is more podcasts.
But what about people who don't have that entrepreneurial spirit and are just like people who would have been like. In factories.
Yes.
Like, you know what I mean? Maybe
like
don't
lemmings,
have...
lemmings. Mental lemmings.
Yeah. I guess that's a harsh way to... but people who are just like 9-to-5ers...
take them out back and shoot them. It's over.
I think 9-to-5ers should work for the government, man. You can't get fired.
Yeah.
I think that that's good. I mean, I almost got fired a bunch of times. and they failed to fire me. They tried. They had motions to fire me. But
I'm talking about people who aren't even on that speed, just people who are like, we're in that manufacturing field, like in Detroit, like working on an assembly line or doing something like that.
What is the solution for them?
What's the solution for them?
I don't know.
Take them out back.
No, that was a large percentage of this country.
It is a large percentage.
And I think that what people are trying to do, because I was in education, they're trying to get them a vocation. Yeah, get them a vocation
That's
or something like You know, because like elevator repair work pays a lot, or if you can like refrigeration and heating, like those guys make a lot of money now.
They do.
You know what I mean? And it's a skill.
I know.
You know what I mean? So
my husband was an architect, and he made very little money.
I heard that architects make very little
money. It's really horrendous. I mean, it's horrendous because they have a prestigious job with all this education, and it just like goes to shit. So it is really weird when you look at like who makes money, and sometimes it's doing random things like garbage men or whatever.
Right. Unions.
Something with a union. But you know, I think the entrepreneurial thing does trickle down to people who are more 9-to-5ers because. When these companies grow, they hire a lot of people, and they hire Americans for the most part. And they do manufacturing within the country.
You don't get call centers till you're a large multinational.
Right, exactly. But all these small mom-and-pop big companies do hire a lot of people.
I'm sorry, I sound stupid, but what's the definition of a startup?
Oh, What's the definition of
what's a startup company? Everybody says startup.
There's two different definitions of a startup.
Then talk to us. Enlighten us.
One is just any business, any new business can theoretically be called a startup.
Okay.
Yeah. You get an LLC. You can be like, you know, Mike Ficchione Incorporated LLC. That would be that could technically be a startup.
In the tech field, though, which is where startups are really centered, in the more technical sense of it, a startup is a company that's creating a new product that doesn't exist before.
Oh, okay.
So, like...
Oh, that's exactly what you're talking about.
Right.
Whereas, like, we're all entrepreneurs doing comedy.
Right.
We're creative entrepreneurs.
Right. But that already exists. Our comedy doesn't exist, but the comedian, someone selling their comedy performance service, that already exists. So we're a small business. We're each a small business.
All right.
A startup is bringing in a brand new idea into the world and executing.
It doesn't have to be brand new. But it's still, like, my husband is became a wedding photographer.
That's a small business, not a startup. In a very technical, only in Silicon Valley, we'll care about this different sense.
Right. It's a startup in that it's a new business that he had to incorporate and do taxes for.
But that's the greatest thing ever, because he could be a wedding photographer, take the pictures, and then be like, okay, now I want to design your home. He could tag it up.
Start with boudoir. Yeah. Be like, oh, you want naked pictures for your boyfriend? Give him these pictures. You become engaged, engagement shots, wedding pictures, house.
The ultimate upsell.
I'm your go-to guy for everything.
For everything in your life. That you have a baby, I'll take pictures of your baby.
Everything.
Here's your photo. Here's the frame. Oh, you don't like the wall that you're going to hang this photo on? Let me build you a brand new house that you can hang it in.
Build you a brand new house. That's unbelievable.
Good marketing. Right. You're welcome.
Now, did he have a hard time adjusting to New York? Was it his push to come here?
It was your push. We've been here for less than a week.
Wow.
So we're still unpacking. We moved to Forest Hills, and he loves it.
I've heard good things. That's where Bobby actually lives.
I know. It's really nice. The apartments are really old, and they're enormous.
You could fit a sauna in an apartment in Forest Hills.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Now, you played a mob wife.
Yes.
On the AMC network.
Yes.
Did you do research for the role?
I had less than 24 hours for the role. I did do research for the role, but I had less than 24 hours. I did find out that she was Jewish. I thought she was Italian at first.
Wow.
But she turned out, because my friends were all making fun of me. They were like, oh, you're going to be Jew broad, like Hanley or something. So he did, she was 15 when she married him, which sounds statutory rapey.
But in 25. The 50s, that's...
They got married in the 20s.
In the 20s, that's what it was, though.
Yeah, that was totally fine.
Yeah, it had birthing hips.
Birthing hips, right. Yeah.
I kind of look like her. She had really dark hair and big eyes.
I saw the pictures.
Yeah.
You showed me the pictures earlier.
Right. Yeah, so I did look like her, and I did read... They were happily married their whole lives. It felt interesting to me because... So my husband's black, and his family got really upset when we got married, and so it felt interesting to be, I'm sure them, like a Jewish woman and an Italian guy getting married in the 20s was like a really big deal.
Yeah, it was a big deal, yeah.
Religiously. And so for...
I still don't condone it. But go ahead.
I don't blame it.
I still think it's wrong. Well, go ahead, you were saying?
When you get super famous, someone's going to take this comment out of context,
absolutely,
remove the joke value, and then you're going to have to apologize on national TV.
I'll have to be like, it was a comedy podcast. It's under comedy podcast, right?
It is.
I'm thinking of changing
it. Ben's going to change it just to screw me. Just to screw me out of it. I'll be like, Ben knows. Ben and Ben.
I'm going to wait for your sitcom to be up for syndication and then put it into news and then write a blog post about it.
Ben could screw me 7 different ways if he really wanted to. I mean, I don't have anything.
I could screw someone 8 different ways.
That's Bobby. That's Ben doing Bobby.
We're contractually obligated to channel our inner Bobby when he doesn't show up.
He's a funny dude.
Okay, so I'm going to ask this question as a follow-up. I didn't know your husband was black.
Yeah.
Have you encountered... How long have you been married?
Since last March.
Besides his family, have you encountered racism?
Not really. No, not really. I think we would go out, and when we were moving to Queens, people would be like, wouldn't think we were together, which was funny.
Why is that guy stealing that woman's stuff that she's trying to move
in? It's like, and they're like, what is happening here? So we go and be like, are you guys paying for this together? It'd be like Dunkin' Donuts. It's like, yeah, we're together. We had to like explain to people that we were a couple. I mean, granted, he was walking, since we were moving, he was wearing a hoodie, and I'm in like a nice coat. That's so cool. They're like trying to figure out why we're walking around together.
Oh, they probably, he was the help or something.
I don't know what they...
That would be a great That would be such a great prank show. You could just do your own. Speaking of an entrepreneur, you and him could do your own prank show everywhere. It's like, are you guys together? It's like, he could say, I actually own her. Okay? She's mine. He turns out to be like a terrible, he acts like a terrible misogynist and with his puzzle.
So that's not really racist, but it is racial, I guess, and
racial's funny. A good term.
Racial, it's racial.
It's a good term.
But otherwise, no, not really. And we were surprised because we lived in Virginia, so we were like a little worried.
That's so, there's got to be something too to being, if I was a black architect, I would say that all the time. What? I would be like, hi, Dunkin' Donuts, would you like your coffee? Look, I'm a black architect.
Just because I'm wearing a hoodie doesn't mean that I don't have a master's degree. You have a master's degree too, though.
I do, yes.
As in education.
In education, yeah.
And but, you taught...
I would give anything to be a black architect, to be honest.
You made very little money.
I just like saying
that you're a black architect.
And it's like, especially when someone says, oh, somebody's being condescending, like one of these white...
you could just say Ben.
Douche is being condescending. It's like, do you own a home? It's like, I actually build them, dude. Black architect. You just stick a card to their face or something.
Black architect.
You don't have to be a black architect to tell people that you're a black architect.
You should just say,
I'm a black architect.
That your heart is black.
Okay. All right. So that's super interesting. Oh, my God. We're learning so much without Bobby here.
Yeah. No, it's...
He's going to listen to this.
Oh, so you're saying I should change our category to education now.
I think Bobby should have... We should give Bobby... If he pisses us off, we should be like, we're giving you next week off. We should do it like... Take a vacation, bro. Take a paid vacation. And then we should bring...
You're
going to
pay him with the chocolate cake that he didn't eat today.
Unbelievable. I should have brought the dessert for Jessica. She would have liked it. She doesn't eat it.
No, I can't eat chocolate. I can't eat chocolate. So
what? But you're married to a black guy.
Well,
someone had to make it.
That's very fast.
It's very fast. Very
that's
nice.
Very fast. Are you lactose intolerant?
No. Chocolate's just a migraine trigger.
It's a migraine?
Yeah.
You get migraines?
Yes.
Okay, first of all, what brings them on?
Yes.
We're doing our own topics today.
We're doing our own.
Okay. You know what I say to Ben's topics?
You
fuck
piss
yourself.
On my topic.
Go fuck yourself, Ben's topics.
Yeah.
Look, you're a
Who cares about the CIA report releasing deadly protests or people getting choked out and dying in protests? A lot of protests this week.
Bring a less interesting guest, bro. What do you want me to say? All
right, fine.
She's a treasure trove of information.
You can never be on this again so I can get through my topics.
I think she should be on this.
No, it's fine. Go on.
Ben hates talking about his weekend. He loves user tweets.
We're going to need to rename it to Ted Teddy Man tweets. Everyone else needs to step up their game.
Everybody step up. It's a challenge from Ben.
So these are tweets from people who listen to the podcast?
Yeah.
Yes, if you tweet us at the PA Pod, PAPOD, we read them all on the air. Even the really unfunny ones.
So you moved up and...
Migraines. You're on migraines.
Oh, you're on migraines.
You're going to moderate.
I'm sorry, Ben is so critical all of a sudden.
I know. Well, this is what happens when you're a genius with no feelings.
You reminded me about the topic, so now I'm edgy.
I think Ben has seasonal depression.
Oh, does he?
And it's coming out.
Oh, I have a
Does it look like he's even... It looks like he just rolled out of bed. Last week, too.
I put on jeans for you.
I heard that on the podcast, and I took a shower just for you. I was going to hang out with just Ben, and I was like, Ben doesn't deserve a shower. And then I'm like, oh, I'm going to be on a podcast? I know they can't smell me, but you can smell me.
I was going to show up in my pajamas again. But I took your insults to heart last week and decided to put on pants.
It's just a care thing. You know what I mean? I gotta go to yoga and I'm doing activities during the day and then I walk here and I come up and Ben just
around. You live nearby, right?
Yeah, I live close.
He lives in the good part of Astoria.
I live in the neighborhood.
The other
But not in this neighborhood. I don't like this neighborhood.
No.
It's terrible. It's a really bad neighborhood. A
lot of people with limps, that is a fact.
It's just with a limps? Gypsy. It's just like
ticks and limps.
It's the worst
and canes.
It's like the worst part of every country. they
That's
let
what
out
Ikea
their lepers
like.
And like, here you go, live in this neighborhood. So, I don't know, it's terrible. But your migraines, let's get back to speaking of painful.
Okay,
what triggers them?
Bad weather, not enough sleep. So usually it's like a couple of things. Too much caffeine, chocolate, red wine, gorgonzola, cheese, blue cheese.
Wow, those are like... Seem like an eclectic group of things
that
are not related.
Yeah. There's a book called Heal Your Headache that helped me get rid of it.
So it's like, Great. Listen, if you, I know you're married, but if you were dating somebody, yeah. Listen, these are the no's. No. Sex on the first date, no gorgonzola. No red wine, I'm sensitive to light, no anal. It's like, that's such a great...
That's the third date, yeah.
That's such a great thing. And how do you deal with them when they come on?
I just sleep them off.
Do you have one of those masks?
It's just an eye mask, you mean?
Right, yeah, an eye
mask. Or a fancy... Just a regular eye mask.
A Hannibal Lecter mask?
No, I mean, like that eye mask. Because yeah, I would be sensitive about that if my girl had that. Because I'd be like, am I ugly? I would just constantly be asking. Do you think I'm fat? Do you think I'm fat?
How long have you been with your girl?
Going on 7 months.
Okay, great. So it's still relatively new. Mm-hmm. You seem really into her. That's great.
Very good. Very, very
smart.
I mean,
she makes you lasagna. That's
She's
amazing.
A scientist.
She is? What kind
she's
of scientist?
She's a scientist. She's a neuroscientist.
Oh, my God.
So she's like, I'm obviously...
If I had a penis, I would have just gotten hard. Neuroscientist who makes lasagna?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Is it neuro-lasagna?
It shoots into your brain. That's just, how fucking like, good you. It was. And she took a picture of it. She put it on her Facebook. On she's big on Instagram.
A lot of girls like Instagram.
Did that get more likes than any fantastic joke you tweeted this week?
And you know what? I tweeted a good Starbucks
great
joke.
Tweets.
And you know what? That joke bloggers picked it up and retweeted it.
Oh, that's great. Like,
Ben hooked me up with joke bloggers. 90% of my success I owe to Ben.
Really? So. Ben is definitely
all the part
people.
That has nothing to do with talent is because of me.
That's not true at all. That's not true at all. We.
So that's great that you're happy. You seem really happy.
Yeah, I'm happier. I'm happy now.
Yeah.
With her because she's very
between?
Good to me. Not very long. I've been in a series of long-term relationships.
Serial monogamous.
I'm just old. I look at it that way. You know what I mean? I'm just like older, so it's like, you know, that's what it is. I don't have the. I don't like to go out on dates. I like to meet new people, but I don't like to go out on dates. And
dates are really intense.
I just it just seems like.
Time suck.
Yeah, it's a time suck. Yeah. It's a waste of time.
It's
a lot
time
of
you could be writing or doing
writing
something
or doing something else.
Right, right, right.
I went on a couple of dates and I was like, I could have gone to yoga the next. Like, doing other stuff. And what else? I'm not a big. Like I said, I'm 42, so I'm not a big guy at the bars now. Drinking,
yeah,
throwing them back. Kills the entire next day. Makes me feel like garbage. I can't really do it like that anymore. So
how long have you been doing stand up?
14 years.
14 years.
Yeah, I started like really. I took a class in '96.
Okay.
A comedy class.
Yeah.
But then I started really going to open mics once a week in 2000.
Wow, good for you.
14 years. I moved to New York in 2000. It always, you know, as always, it's incremental. Uh-huh. In 2000 and in 2003, I moved to New York.
Okay.
So then I started like making it a priority.
Yeah.
And getting up multiple times a night.
Right.
Migraine headaches. Okay, you're. Out of migraine headaches now. That's how you deal with them. Do you have to be in like a quiet room?
I don't get them that often.
That's
I just go to sleep.
I guarantee you if Bobby was here, you would have a headache by the end.
Absolutely. That's a good call.
I think I would be laughing my face off.
If Bobby was here, you would have first of all, you wouldn't get a word in. And
exactly.
Second of all, you would have a migraine headache.
I don't care about Ben's stupid guest this week. Let me tell you about the 17 Asian boys I had yesterday alone.
So Bobby's gay.
Bobby is a crazy, crazy cross section.
He seems really
he's a street
manly.
Guy. What? He's a street guy. He was a street guy.
What do you mean he's a street guy?
You were in the AMC mob.
Street guy.
I thought you said straight guy.
He used to be a straight guy. He has
family. Yeah. He used to be a straight guy. He used to be a street guy. Also.
Straight guy.
Military guy.
Right. I remember the military
in
guy.
In prison stints. And also aggressively homosexual. An aggressive one.
Or
which you don't get.
He's aggressive in everything.
He says that I'm the world's only gay aggressive comedian.
He is. He's a gay aggressive comedian who also happens to be a veteran.
That's amazing.
It's a lot. It's a cross section of a lot of things that don't usually
mesh together.
A lot of
different
groups
are embarrassed to be associated.
That was a good one. So, how are you finding it up here, Jessica?
Great so far. I haven't really ventured out that much.
What's your relationship with the Staten Island crime families?
It's non-existent, but I'm open to a relationship.
But you played one, so you're like you're in it.
One.
I feel like you're in it.
I feel like I'm in it. Yeah, it was really it was incredibly fun.
Are they gonna call you back to do it again?
It's a mini series. Oh, that's awesome. I was supposed to have several days of shooting. I only had one day of shooting, but still, I got a speaking part. I'm non-union, so getting a speaking part as a non-union actor doesn't happen that often. So I was really excited.
There's that old joke. Do you know that old joke about the Jewish guy who goes in auditions for a role and he comes back and he tells his wife, he's like, I got the part. And she's like, what part is it? I got the part of the Jewish husband. And she's like, you go back there and ask for a speaking role.
Yeah, I know that joke.
That's an old joke.
Yeah,
really
my mom loves telling old street jokes like that.
That's a great joke.
It's a great joke, yeah.
Okay, so Ben, anything for Jessica?
No, I know her.
Well, I mean, so you're here, you're doing stand-up,
yeah,
and you're in the acting. You want to put yourself in the mix.
Yes.
Is what it is.
Your questions are natural. My questions would be very forced because I know her better. So I'm letting you.
Yes.
You just moved here. Forced Hope a week ago.
A week ago.
That's unbelievable.
I already have, I had an audition.
Right.
Friday. I think it went well. So hopefully you'll hear back for commercial, doing commercial classes.
Why did you choose this way? You're so smart. You have such a promising, and I'm sure in many other fields, and I know you've probably been asked this before, why did you veer off to this? It's such a hard, not stable life. And for somebody like you, and to a lesser extent, Ben.
Ben had it going on much better than I did.
Brains and just such a fortitude. Like, wouldn't you opt for a, not safer, but just a, you're so up.
I had a really
socially mobile.
I had a really safe life for 10 years. And I hated it. I was really unhappy. I don't like working for somebody else.
Right.
I think that as a comic, you have more options to have impact on people's day, you know?
Right.
You make, I mean.
But there's so many things you could do. Like, you have a MIT degree in, it's economics,
political science. Yeah. Masters in economics.
So there's a, I mean,
there's
I got
so many things I can
yeah,
do.
Yeah. I got to imagine there's a ton of things you could do.
I think.
Even if you I'm sorry, earth flu. If you were on your own. I think if you were on your own, you could probably come up with one of these companies that you were talking about.
I think that that's what I think that I want to do this for a while, and
right.
I want to be an serial entrepreneur.
Well, maybe you can help me promote my own spaghetti sauce.
I would love to do that.
Thinking about.
Are you making it? No, you don't have that.
Does he make Racine salt spaghetti sauce?
Yeah, his family has
a spaghetti sauce brand.
I think your face would look great on spaghetti sauce.
I mean, you would want to buy it.
If I saw your face on spaghetti sauce, fuck Paul Newman.
You would have to.
I would much rather.
Mine doesn't go to charity. It goes right into my pocket. I was thinking about that. Like,
yeah.
Even for merch, like we talk about merch stuff
once
in a while. It's
buy
like
my book,
buy Ben's book, buy my CD.
Buy his CD.
But I mean, talking about like T-shirts and who would have thought about it? Maybe straight jackets
for
our, straight jackets for our
elderly.
Fans.
Oh, fans.
Straight jackets are actually really expensive.
Are they really?
I've looked into this for sexual purposes, but they're expensive.
I like a couple hundred bucks. Get one on Craigsless. You want to
yeah,
use straight jacket?
No, you want a clean straight jacket.
Straight jacket. But some kind of merch sale like that. I know the bobblehead doll market is probably cornered.
Yeah, I think that's saturated.
But I don't know. I'd like to kick around inventions with you.
I have to see your set. We can, if you have a merch that relates to one of your jokes.
Oh.
Maybe that would work.
Maybe that would work, but
I don't think
it should be limited to that because I can come up with the. Now I'm being selfish. I'm just talking about.
That's
what
okay.
I want.
Please,
but if I could think of something and then I would write a joke around it.
Right.
You know what I mean? It could go either way.
That's true. I think that comedy's a calling,
right?
And that if you really have it in your bones and have it in your heart and soul to do this, you just have to do it regardless of what your background and education is. I think that's really what it's about.
This is,
right?
It's interesting to talk about somebody coming. I had a teaching degree, and I would have done fine. But I wasn't walking away from crazy big money. Like, I think that
Ben,
like, even though maybe you weren't making a lot of big money, but I think that you could. There's a difference between a guy like me who's mostly a working class guy, like, and I'm smart. Like, I'm not a smart guy, but you guys are MIT, like, upper level people.
Teaching is comfortably middle class.
Yeah.
You like to play on this working class angle, but teaching is the definition of a middle-class job is like, oh, he's a teacher.
No, but the way that I did it was I got a criminal justice degree, went back at night, got a master's while working during the day with restraining kids at a behavioral... You know what I mean? Like, I did it very, like, the way I'm doing comedy, which is start at the mics and, like, work your way up through the clubs and, like, work your way up to some... It's like that's the way that I've approached everything. And that's the way I've gone.
You mean step by step, like a methodical serial killer?
Step by step, because I have no choice. If I could have catapulted my way, like, I feel like you guys have those other options because you have upper echelon type educations. Or because you're very, you know, very smart, obviously. So you, I just feel like you maybe you have a lot of options. This would be tougher for me to do if I walked away from a job making six figures.
Right.
You know
yeah,
I mean?
I never made six figures. I think this guy did when he was like 23.
I think if I stayed another year or two, I would have gotten the suit.
If I wasn't a piece of shit, I could have made six figures, but I was a piece of shit employee.
Well, what do you say? You want to do some topics?
With the 3 minutes we have left?
Sure.
Let's ramble through some topics. I would like to...
You know what? Let's start with a fun one.
Okay.
French Toast Crunch returns after an 8-year hiatus.
What?
The cereal. Instead of cinnamon?
Yeah, I didn't know.
There's Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Then they made a second French Toast Crunch flavor.
Well, I never even knew it was around, so.
If you want to, like, expedite diabetes.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Cinnamon Toast Crunch is a popular cereal.
It's delicious.
And then you're saying that there's another cereal. I didn't know there was a
cereal. It was the same brand, same company. They had a second French Toast Crunch.
Entrepreneur on the move. French Toast Crunch.
French Toast Crunch.
Okay, so...
I feel like I can't really comment without trying French Toast.
Do you not eat cereal?
No. Do you?
It triggers your migraines?
No, I just... It's a lot of carbs.
It is a lot of carbs. Now that I think about it.
Do you eat cereal?
Yeah, but I don't eat milk. I put, like, Cheerios in a cup, and I eat it like a zoo animal.
Like a baby
monkey.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That sounds delicious, especially Cheerios.
I'm a Honey Crunches of Oats guy.
Oh, that's delicious.
It's a good cereal. It's really tasty. But you're right. The carbs
just a lot probably of carbs.
Aren't.
A lot of sugar. Sugar
a lot even, of sugar and carbs.
Sugars are worse than carbs in a lot of ways.
Right. Well, don't the carbs turn into sugar?
Yes. They get broken down.
I mean, Ben, you're qualified. You have a yoga mat rolled out.
Right.
A stained yoga mat.
Or giant pieces of dandruff or something.
Mm, might be people's shoes.
No, I think it's a part of the segment where Ben blames his roommate.
For all things.
Let's move on.
Okay. All right. We got the Los Angeles freeway fire.
Yeah, what happened with that? I noticed there was fires in Los Angeles.
They don't have enough water out there, apparently.
I don't know, but
they have the forest fires, which I get.
Okay.
But brush fires. But in L.A., the city, why are they
one of the highways caught fire? Major traffic jam, but probably still less traffic than a regular day.
Wow. People can't get to their auditions.
Oh, fuck.
It's going to be crazy out there.
If only they had public transportation.
They don't, though.
Then everyone could be stuck in a subway, like real Americans. Mm-hmm.
They don't have a rail system. They don't have anything out there. It's really pain in the ass when you go there. Have you been out there?
I haven't, no.
It's really, you have to rent a, like, you fly out there, the flight's not pleasant. And then you rent a car, and that's not pleasant. And then you have to drive to your friend's place in Hollywood, who was nice enough to let you stay, but that's a 40-minute drive. And they have to fight for parking that way. It's just a horrific.
You did Laugh Factory and stuff out there? Or
did no, I did, some, I did some clubs, and I should have hustled more to get more work, but... Anytime I'm doing anything out there, it's so hard to get out there. And people are like, oh, you should move out here. It's like, I wouldn't have any spots. Like, I mean, I would fight to get spots, I guess, like everybody else. But, I mean, I get spots here, and I'm happy to try to get better here. I don't have that fight. What I'm trying to say is I don't have that fight in me to go out there and try to fight
for
spots.
You don't want to start over.
I don't want to start over. If anything, I'd like a job. If I had a job out there.
Right.
Where real
like
money
a
was coming in,
or something,
some kind of a, some kind of something, yeah.
Yemen hostage fail. That's the topic.
What failed in the hostage?
I think they had a couple of journalists. Was a journalist?
Yeah,
I only read the headline. Okay. We don't really do much research.
So is this ISIS or other people? Are they beheading hostages, or are they just...
I don't know anything. I did read... I just feel like you, I read the headline.
I think there were some reporters being held hostage in Yemen, maybe by ISIS, maybe by Yemen.
Yeah.
Some troops. I don't know if it was American or... I think it was American.
So you're saying if you're going to Yemen on a vacation, you should probably...
Probably.
Leave your camera at home.
Yemen is.
It was a botched hostage rescue.
I think Yemen's better than a lot of them, right?
I mean, a lot of those places are not.
I guess this is not a good place to be a journalist.
It's not a good place to be alive. You don't have to limit it to journalism.
Is a rough
sorry to our Yemen listeners, but the internet probably blocked. The government has blocked this podcast, I'm sure. Based on no information.
Well, we explore a lot of. They probably don't like that edginess that we have with asking all of our questions. Probably the fact that.
Well, they don't like that they're letting a woman talk. One of those.
And they're not a big fan of the Jews either.
No.
So.
Two strikes. College football playoffs.
Oh, you know what? I haven't really been following college football this year, but Ohio State is one of them. Alabama.
Which is from the Big Ten, like Rutgers and Penn State. They jumped over one of the other TCU and Baylor, I believe.
TCU got bumped out.
Yeah, they got bumped out.
Jessica, any football thoughts? What's your sport? Synchronized swimming.
Wouldn't
it be good
sport.
if you and your husband did some synchronized swimming?
He's 6 feet tall and 5 foot
two.
That's
so awesome.
That would be amazing.
It's amazing.
He's bald. I have an enormous amount of hair. We're like complete physical opposites.
That's so awesome. No, but that's so awesome. If you guys applied for like to do synchronized swimming, and then they were like, "No, I'm sorry because of it," and then you're like racist.
That would be great. Because, you should just play the race card all the time.
And then he could be like, "I'm a black architect."
You should let me synchronize swim.
Synchronize swim.
With my wife a foot shorter than me.
That's so great. I think that's the thing.
Now, the bowl lineups, Penn State is going to be playing at Yankee Stadium. Are you going to go to the game?
Absolutely. I'm embarrassed to say I haven't been following Penn State all year. I haven't been following them.
They haven't molested anyone this year, so
that's good. Undefeated in them.
You followed it one game when they snuck out a win against Rutgers.
That's because you texted me.
No, you texted me first. Yeah.
Well, because it was on at, I think, one of the clubs, so that I noticed it, and any chance I can throw it in Ben's face, I do. You know?
We all like to throw things in Ben's face.
Well, he takes it well. He really did come back with a lot of lip, though, defending his...
I might have swung the karma against Rutgers by mouthing off that much via text. I kind of blame myself for the loss.
He loves the Scarlet Knights.
He does.
Wouldn't it be great, this is an idea for a joke, is like if a coach, they have a losing year, whether it's pro football or whatever, and he just comes to the podium and he's like, "We got a lot of changes to make, but I think the main change is we need to change our mascot. Jets just aren't doing it anymore. We're going to call ourselves the Sharks." Or it's like another, that's from, or like another, if the mascot was really the problem. I like the fact that...
Cleveland Indians mascot?
Yeah, something like
Redskins,
but not even that.
Get over the Redskins.
But not even that controversial.
That should be the reason when people ask, "Why'd you leave DC?"
I couldn't deal with the Redskins name.
It was too embarrassing. I couldn't live in the state.
It is embarrassing.
That's great. You have some strong feelings about that. Let's hear them.
Well, here's the thing. So I spent a lot of time in Baltimore. There's a lot of comedy and there are a lot of acting gigs.
And The Wire. Were you on The Wire?
And The Wire. No, I was not on The Wire.
House of Cards is there.
Yeah. But Baltimore, which is this really shitty, like, full of crackheads kind of town, has the Ravens as their football team.
Okay.
The Ravens, named after Edgar Allan Poe's poem. Right. Can you imagine? Like, this fucking ghetto piece of shit city, like, named... And then Washington, which, like, pretends that we're all, like, forward-thinking and positive and amazing. And,
right.
And we have the Redskins, and he refuses to change it.
Well, I think half of Washington pretends to be forward-thinking...
No,
and then there's the Republican half.
No, I mean, but even the Republicans think that they're self-righteous.
Right.
You know? Everybody thinks that they're right. So it's just embarrassing.
So you say change the name.
Change the name, absolutely.
What would be your alternative name to the Redskins?
Warriors? Washington Warriors? I think that would sound great.
Good alliteration.
Yeah. That is pretty good.
Yeah, the Washington Warriors. And you can keep the face, just make him a little less, like, red.
Make it
that skin color that right because it's
and take the feathers off.
Well, you can keep the feathers. But
really,
just make him less red. Nobody's skin is that color.
Well,
it's weird.
Have you ever seen a Native American drunk?
No. Have you?
The Washington Warriors.
The Washington Warriors.
And maybe
it sounds
take
great.
The skin tone down a little bit.
Yeah, make it look more normal.
You do have the Golden State Warriors in basketball, so that might be a trademark
issue. That's okay. Keep the...
No, I don't think because you have Giants and Giants, don't you?
Right, yeah.
Or the Washington Wars.
Because no. That's what they've been doing in Washington.
Warriors. You know what? Ben Slips is fucking leftist bullshit, and I'm tired of it. No one ever calls him on it, okay? You don't like this country, pal, beat it. I speak for Bobby, too, I think, when I say, get out, Ben. You can. He's mad because he can't be president.
He doesn't want to be president.
I think Ben has secret ambitions to be president.
He would never be president.
I would never want to run for president.
You'd want to be president.
If the presidency was given to me...
Like, you'd want to be VP and then kill the president.
Oh, like House of Cards style?
Yeah,
maybe. That's what you would want. I wouldn't want to do any of the campaigning for politics.
Sure.
I'd much rather beat a Karl Rove. Or whatever, Axelrod, the guy that's actually in charge, but no one really realizes.
Like Dick Cheney.
I think the Hollywood equivalent is called showrunner.
Right, you'd be, that would be great.
You're actually a good brains mastermind, but no one realizes.
You're a good mastermind.
He's a good mastermind.
Do
you see the way he puts his leftist jabs in? He really just jabs you. We're talking about a real issue, right. And Ben's got to throw his jabs in.
Washington Warriors.
Let's go to user tweets.
Yeah, user tweets.
I mean, let's bail on this.
No, people getting choked out? And protests.
Jessica's
can't breathe.
She's looking at her phone. We have to talk about that next week, I think.
Yeah, sure. Why? The biggest protests in America in years? Yeah, let's wait till next week.
Do you want to kick it around, Ben? Your passive-aggressive way of telling me you want to talk about
it. No, that's fine.
Did you name this the passive-aggressive podcast?
The three of us did. We had our only production meeting that lasted more than 20 seconds.
I think it's a really good name, especially given your relationship right here demonstrated. If Bobby were here, it'd even... Bobby's aggressive-aggressive, right?
Yeah, he's aggressive-aggressive.
You're passive-aggressive.
Ben's passive-aggressive, and I'm trying to moderate.
Mike's passive-passive.
Passive-passive.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Passive-gentle, yeah.
I'm gentle. Mm-hmm. Gentle's a better way to describe my attitude.
Yeah.
The gentle-aggressive podcast, that wouldn't work.
That sounds really funny to me. Gentle-aggressive sounds kind of like...
That sounds like a sex sensual podcast. Race.
No, you know what I'm getting is like, our tag should be passive-aggressive podcast, we'll give you a migraine. If you get migraines, we'll give you one. If you already get them, add this to the list. Gorgonzola, wine, chocolate, this podcast.
First user tweet from Ted Teddyman. PA Pod, I have some potential names for your bedroom cam show. This is for Bobby's bedroom cam show that he tweeted about last week.
Does he have a bedroom cam show? For real? No.
I mean, he's definitely tried to play some videos that I asked him to stop playing.
I don't know that
it's a broadcast.
But you can't get that out of your head.
There's some things you cannot see.
No.
I have potential names for Bobby's bedroom cam show. Coitus Mucho Disgustus.
I like this user. I don't know who he is.
Ted Teddyman. He's
our
in-the-field
correspondent.
Yeah, I like him.
He's the number one tweeter.
He's also a very smart guy. Yale guy.
Is he a comedian? No.
He used to do mics.
Yeah, he's doing mics, but he's a good writer.
Yeah, he's good.
And Bedroom Abominations is the other one.
I like the first one.
I always struggle with abomination. Abominable? I can't say that word.
It sounds too southern.
Well, it's because of your stutter. because of your oppressive Russian parents.
Two more... Today's user tweets are just Ted Teddyman tweets.
Well, give us one more, and then we'll talk about that.
We got two more, and we're done.
The Staten Island.
Well, we have to end on user tweets. All right.
Ben doesn't like to...
This is actually rather fitting, rather prescient, if you will. That means into the future, Mike.
see what I have to do? Ben comes across so innocent. He's condescending. He's really condescending.
That's horrible.
Teddy says...
but very funny.
that describes my comedy. Horrible but funny. Does Mike want to allot a slot on the show to Mike's Mafia Minute?
Oh, that's a great idea.
He's been regularly contributing Mafia factoids on the regular. Hashtag Cuguin. Is that an Italian word? I don't know what that is.
Cugina.
That's something Italian.
I don't know what it means.
I don't know. But he used the word regularly and regular twice in the same sentence.
I like this.
Write better, Teddy!
I actually like this. I think structure in a podcast is a good idea to have segments, like regular segments. And it could be like Mike's Mafia Minute and have it...
No, I like to do it as a web thing. Mike's Mafia Minute. And at the end, Ben kills me in a different way. strangles me or shoots
me in the
head.
That would be great.
Mike's Mafia Minute.
Is there enough Mafia news every week that you can pull that off?
You can come up with them.
Yeah, but it doesn't have to be news. It can be like nuggets of the past.
Nuggets, like a Snapple fact.
Yeah, exactly.
I actually like that idea.
I like it too. I like the way I like it sounds. Mike's Mafia Minute.
Great sound.
Mike's
to
Mafia
it,
yeah. Minute is great.
I guess he gets an EP credit if we do this.
Yeah, why not?
Well, no, he gets some kind of a credit.
Created by?
It's not created by. It's EP.
Let's check with Jessica.
Produced.
For that.
I don't know.
Workshop it after.
Last one. This one's confusing, but maybe you guys are more up on pop culture. Production note: I think Gordon Lightfoot's "If You Could Read My Mind" would be a great song for the Bobby Haha to terrorize people's souls.
If you could read my mind, all the thoughts that is that the song?
Yeah.
Never heard
it's
of
a,
that.
No, it's a great song.
I think song. I have it on,
you
phone.
Would know that song. If it,
I do
you want to play it?
Yeah, if I
can
find
play
it.
Gordon Lightfoot.
Is that like a copyright infringement? I don't
no,
I don't think it is.
No,
we played
no,
that We played that song that Bobby's boy toy sang the last time.
Did Bobby
no, that was the funniest
that
thing.
That was the funniest
that
thing
was
ever.
So funny.
Okay, I'm going to
see. No, but that kid
but,
is very,
but I do think Teddy has a typo because he says to terrorize people's souls. Pretty sure he meant to terrorize people's holes.
Is that what he meant?
I don't want to speak for the great Teddy.
Yeah, I got it. You want to hear it?
Well, let's go
okay,
out on it.
Yeah, let's go out.
Gordon Lightfoot, if you could read my mind.
Yeah, I got it.
Thank you.
Sign off. Yeah.
I want to thank you guys. We're going to talk about we'll talk about the Staten Island situation next week.
I'm sure it'll still be going on because people
yeah,
like a good
protest. We had too many great things to get to. I want to thank Jessica Brodkin for coming.
Butchered
thank
it
you.
Again.
No, I
thank
didn't.
You.
Brodkin. Brodkin. I'm sorry,
it's
Jessica.
Okay.
We'll get you, we'll get you some hooks on phonics.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Can you tell Ben to stop insulting me? Jessica Brodkin. Did I say it right?
No, but that's okay.
Brodkin.
Brodkin. Brodkin. Like broad. Like broad city.
I meant like broad, like...
Like a lady.
Yeah, like you
like
said
broad.
In your Staten
yeah,
Island
like
voice. Jessica Brodkin for coming on. Anything you want to plug, Jessica? Because she's super intelligent and very, very funny. And it was great to have her on the podcast. Good save, Ben, by the way, for bringing her on.
Thanks for having me, guys. I'm super
anything
funny.
You want to plug? Anywhere you'll be appearing? Anywhere? Or anything you want to plug?
You can see me on...
Do you have a website?
Yeah, jessicabrodkin.com. Brodkin.
Jessica.
And my Twitter handle is Nugget Woman.
Yes. Hit her up. Ben, final closing thoughts? Anything?
What's Nugget Woman? That's my... Where'd you get that from?
I just pulled it out of my husband calls me Nugget, so.
That's a great nickname.
I thought no one remembers my name, so I thought Nugget Woman is something people could remember.
That's great.
I've registered therussianoptimist.com.
Yeah.
Okay, and Ben's book?
Russian Optimism.
Pick it up. It makes a great stocking stuffer.
or main gift if you're poor.
Right. Or main gift.
Right, yeah.
For me, where will I be this weekend? I don't know. I have to look at my calendar. I think I'll be in the city. And for New Year's, I will be in Edmonton, Canada, working the comic strip.
Oh, that's so great.
Yeah, it's very cool. So thank you, Jessica, for coming.
Thank you.
Ben, fantastic as always. Thank you. I'm having a tough time getting out of here because it was such a good podcast. I learned so much, which I usually don't learn anything from our podcast. Thank you for joining us this week on the Passive Aggressive Podcast. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Imagining some poor Craigslist boy coming into Bobby's apartment.
It's totally appropriate. Just like an old time movie about a ghost from a wishing well in a castle dark or a fortress strong. You didn't want to fall in. You know that ghost is me.